إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome you into our classes. Tonight we continue presenting to you informations from the work of our noble scholars pertaining to Ramadan. And as you know, Ramadan is getting close, alhamdulillah, a month that we love, the month of good and khair. We ask Allah to make us from those who benefit from it. And the intent by these classes is, insha'Allah ta'ala, to prepare ourselves together for this great and noble guest, Ramadan. Tonight I'm going to read to you a lecture by our beloved Shaykh Yusuf Khutwa, actually, our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Baqiyat Al-Salaf, Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah. Al-Bishara biqudum shahri Ramadan al-Mubarak, welcoming this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Qala Shaykh, ittaqu Allah ta'ala, wa'alamu annahu yajibu ala al-Muslimin أن يعبد ربه ويطيعه في جميع مدة حياته. First of all, the Shaykh, he says, fulfill the taqwa of Allah by adhering to the commands and staying away from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he should always know that it is obligatory upon a Muslim, male and female, to worship their Lord and to obey Him throughout their entire life. The Muslim don't just worship Allah whenever they want. There's not just one day when the Muslim worship Allah and they obedient, and then 6 days of the week they do whatever they want to do, waiting for that week, for one day. It may be some people that they have this understanding which is wrong. They think, look, as long as they come on Friday, listen to the khutbah and pray Friday, that will make up for whatever they didn't do on the whole week. And this is a big misconception. It's a big mistake. The Muslim worship Allah every moment of his life, not one day or one month or a year. La. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hijr, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord and continue to worship your Lord until certainty come upon you. The ulama, they said, that's death. And as you know, death is certain. Tomorrow is now. Aynam. Qala ba'du salaf, laysa li'amali al-muslimi ghaya dun al-maut. And then the Shaykh says, one of the salaf said, as related to the actions of the Muslim, they have no end except death. It is not like the Muslim is going to say, look man, I'm 53 now, I've been praying for all over 40 years, that's enough. This is not like social security or stuff, man. You know, you put much work and now they tell you, look, you retired now, you got it, man. You spent a lot of time with us, it's okay. No, this is deen of Allah. Ain't nobody going to say, look, I gave enough zakat, that's it. Man, all these years giving zakat, that's it. This year I'm not going to give zakat. Or somebody else is going to say, look, man, he's 60, been fasting Ramadan for 50, 45 years. This Ramadan is going to take a break. Can't do this. Can they do that? No, they can't. Worship Allah until death. That's what brings an end to worship. Not a Muslim, a person still alive, does not interrupt the ibadah. Death That's what bring an end to ibadah, is death, al-maut. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وينبغي للمسلم أن يخص مواسم الخير بمزيد اهتمام واجتهاد. And then the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, after he mentioned that it's obligatory upon every Muslim, male or female, to worship Allah as he commanded, as he legislated, until they die. And then he says, and also, it is befitting for the Muslim to deal with the opportunities, those opportunities like Ramadan, like Hajj, okay? Like the 10 days of the Hijjah, the first 10 days of the Hijjah, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. These are opportunities. Because they don't, not every night. We don't have 10 nights of Ramadan every month. They're only in Ramadan. That's the Shaykh, he said, these opportunities, the Muslim take good care of them, take advantage of them. Increase in ibadah. Increase meaning doesn't come up with his own ideas. No, he just, like if he used to read Quran one page a day, in this opportunities, in this mawasim, now he's going to read more, maybe 10 a day. You see? This is a person he used to give sadaqah whenever he want. Now, in these opportunities, when they present themselves, he's like, look, I got to give more sadaqah. This is a person who used to visit the sick people whenever he want. Now he's like, look, this is 1 month. I got to visit as many people I can. You see how it is? He used to feed people and invite them over food whenever, mashallah, once a month. Now he's like, look, this is Ramadan. It's only 1 month. I'm going to try to feed one person or more every night if I can. See? Take advantage of it. Why? Because there is an end. 1 month's going to come and he's going to go. Of course, these things help us to prepare for Ramadan. Alright? Because some people, they want to do good, but they don't know how to do it. And that's what makes a difference, knowledge, yakhwan. In everything. Even in repairing something, or preparing something, whatever, doing business. Some people who knows and they learn how to do it, they go far. And those who don't, they just there, they spend a lot of time, okay, but they don't know what's going on, what merchandise they bring. They don't even know how to talk to the customers, how to get them in, how to cut a deal, nothing. Well, they're there, but they're not getting as much as somebody who's has knowledge about the business. Well, guess what? People, Ramadan comes, people are fasting in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. But then Allah knows who really is getting much from Ramadan and who don't. Everybody fast and everybody come and pray, alhamdulillah. But then there are certain people who they prepare for Ramadan. Certain people, they don't prepare what? Oh, I can't come. I want to be in the masjid early, but my job, my business, my this, I got to do this. Those people who prepare, they have a plan, as you see, the Sheikh is going to mention, they have a plan for Ramadan, man. Anything that's going to keep them away from ibadah from Ramadan, they're going to get it out of the way. Except for something that is emergency. This doesn't mean quit your job. I mean Ramadan. Don't go, what happened? I don't care. After Eid, I'm going to look for somewhere. No, this is not what it means. Necessities, yes. Something that you have to do, you do it. But something that you don't have to do it, and you can wait, or do it before Ramadan, that's what you want to do. Be ready. Is 1 month, he's gonna come quick, and he's gonna go quick. قال الشيخ وقد جعل الله مواسم للعبادة تضاعف فيها الحسنات أكثر من غيرها. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us opportunities in which the ibadah, the reward for actions of worship is multiplied. It's multiplied, is more than for the same ibadah than if they are performed in other than this well-known times. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَوَاسِمِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ الْمُبَارَكِ. From this great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His bounty, legislate for us, is the blessed month of Ramadan. This is an opportunity. This is not just any month. This is an opportunity. Okay? هذا الشهر المبارك الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The Sheikh said, this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed. Allah revealed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad SAW in Ramadan. The Quran that is revealed as guidance to mankind, and a clear criterion between guidance and misguidance. فَيَا لَهُ مِنْ مَوْسِمٍ عَظِيمِ الشَّأْنِ. So this is a great opportunity indeed, the coming of the month of Ramadan. وَقَدْ قَارَبَ حُلُولُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ضَيْفًا مُبَارَكًا وَوَافِدًا كَرِيمًا. Ramadan is coming near. We have like a couple weeks. That's all we have. Less than 3 weeks. And Ramadan is coming. أَيْنَعَمْ. But we need to look at it as a noble guest. Not just any other month. Now, a lot of things come upon us. But this is special. This one here that is coming upon us is a special guest, special occasion, special opportunity, a great opportunity. قال فاستقبلوه بالغبطة والسرور واشكروا الله إذا بلغكم إياه واسألوه أن يعينكم على العمل الصالح فيه واسألوه القبول. Sheikh says now, since this is the case, you should welcome Ramadan with joy and happiness, with a cheerful face and heart. You gotta be happy, man, that Ramadan is coming. Hey, na'am. The mercury has to be raising every day of your joy, Ramadan. When somebody you see somebody and he said to you, Akhi, today is the 11th of Sha'ban. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Do you know what it means, Akhi? What it means? Ramadan is getting closer. Allah, I can't wait, Akhi, until Ramadan gets in here. See? Happy, joyful. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are from those people who, when Ramadan comes, you're still alive. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid you and assist you and to make it easy for you to perform righteous actions in Ramadan. And of course, the Shaykh says, and ask Allah to accept your actions as well. Not some people, they're like, ah, oh, Ramadan is coming again. Oh, man. Oh, we just have to deal with it. This is the mentality of a believer. They look at Ramadan as a burden. Ramadan is a big burden on them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ السَّلَامُ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. Now we need to look at Ramadan as a great opportunity. We love Ramadan. We can wait until Ramadan arrives. We count in the days and the hours. 2 weeks, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. 10 days. 5 days, Allahu Akbar. 3 days, la ilaha illallah. Maybe 2 days. This is the believer. Can wait until Ramadan gets in here. فقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو الله ببلوغ رمضان. Says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to ask Allah to make him to witness Ramadan and to attend Ramadan and to be alive to when Ramadan arrives. فقد روى الطبراني وغيره عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدعو ببلوغ رمضان. He says الإمام الطبراني and other than him, they narrated that from Anas radiallahu anh that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him attend Ramadan, to be alive and when Ramadan arrives. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ولقد بين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته فضائل هذا الشهر العظيم وما فيه من الخيرات وحثنا على الاجتهاد فيه بالأعمال الصالحة من فرائض ونوافل. الشيخ says, our beloved prophet, O servant of Allah, he says, يا عباد الله, O you servant of Allah, he says, our prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, has made clear to us and mentioned in many narrations the merits and the virtues of this great month of Ramadan and all that it contains in it from righteous actions. And the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam incites us, encourages us to exert more efforts, to put forward more efforts to do actions of righteousness. And of course, by performing that which is obligatory upon us, and by also acting upon supererogatory acts of worship. Min salawatin wa sadaqat. And the Shaykh gave examples like the prayers, charities, wa badli ma'rufin wa ihsan. Make yourself and your wealth available for others. You help the needy, the poor, the weak. And doing all of this with kindness, ma'ruf, not with pride and arrogance, with kindness and gentleness. وَصَبْرٍ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Likewise, you be patient upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy, but you have to say to yourself, I would love to do this. Your nafs may tell you, come on man, you've been here for a couple of hours, you go out there. What's, tell yourself and your nafs, what's out there that is better for me than what I am doing right now? Okay, what is it? Huh? If you're in the house of Allah, in Ramadan especially, and you're reading the Quran between Dhuhr and Asr, waiting for Asr, and then all of a sudden, not, it may be somebody, or a thought come to you and say, why don't you just go get some fresh air by Dunkin' Donuts? Why? Here the masjid got no fresh air? Huh? No, let's go get some fresh air, and that's not the only thing you may get. Right or wrong? Your nose gets fresh air, your eyes, I don't know what they be getting. And your ears, I don't know what they be getting. Because that's a long drive from here to Dunkin' Donuts. So what do you do, Akhi? No donuts in Ramadan. Alright, you're not going to die. You think your Ramadan is not going to be accepted if you cut down on donuts in Ramadan? Now, any place you cut down in, any place that you don't have to be in to protect yourself and your fasting. And we're going to mention, the Shaykh mentioned that the Salaf, they used to spend a lot of time in the masjid in Ramadan while fasting. They says, this helps us to protect our fast. Somebody is fasting, but his eyes are not fasting. Yeah, his belly is fasting, his mouth, but his eyes are not fasting. Look at all the haram in the malls. We're going to check some deals. What deals you check? No. Everything has to fast. Your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet. You got to fast from the haram. If your mouth and belly fasting from halal, water is halal, is it haram? But you're not drinking it. Food that you eat every day, that breakfast and that lunch, is halal for you. Chicken, rice, whatever, fruits. Those grapes and that watermelon that you enjoyed, the apple and banana, it's okay. But you're not eating it for Allah. So you're living off the halal. So what about the haram? Some people fasting, but they go and listen to backbiting. And they backbite. They go out in the street and check, I don't know what. This is not right. No, you're going to stay away from all this. This is usually, this is normally. We should stay away from anything. But especially in Ramadan, ya akhwan. أينعم قال الشيخ وعمارة نهاره بالصيام وليله بالقيام. نعم. This is what you want to prepare right now. You're going to say, look, when Ramadan comes, I'm ready. I'm going to fast its days. And I'm going to stand the nights in a prayer. أينعم. I'm going to revive the nights in ibadah. Not in, some people they pray Taraweeh. And what they do after Taraweeh? Some of them even cry, and this, make dua, Allahu Akbar, Allahu A'lam, they sincere or not, that's between them and Allah. But then if after Taraweeh, they go to some coffee place, a coffee and sit there and watch alone now. Manchester United. Watching movies. Or they play in cards. They say, no, this is Ramadan, man. They play cards. They play games. And they just talk. Idle talk. Shaitan, whatever, the shayateen of the human being. They interfere and they start talking. Whoa, so this person, he was fasting all day, making taraweeh. And now what? What are they doing? Disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? La. You're going to spend that night upon ibadah. Or at the least, go to sleep. Go to sleep. You worked hard all day, you're fasting. You pray taraweeh and you stayed for like an hour and a half or so. Because it's not easy for certain people. Well, guess what? You get some rewards. Well, go home and sleep. Don't go to some marketplace and start talking about people and seeing haram, listening haram, and now you'll be like canceling out what you worked hard for in the day. No. That's not befitting for the believer. Aina. The Shaykh says, وَاجْتِهَادٍ فِي الدُّعَاءِ وَالذِّكْرِ. This is what you're going to say to yourself. I'm going to increase in dua in Ramadan. Dhikrullah. Aina'am. وطلب لليلة القدر التي هي خير من ألف شهر. And likewise he says, look man, this month coming here with all of the good that comes on it, well goes what? There is a night in it. There is a night that the Prophet tells us a lot about its merits and superiority. And Allah tells us in the Quran that this night, one night, is better than 1,000 months of worship. Not just any 1,000 months. Ulama, it says of obedience to Allah. And the mashayikh, when they explain this, they say, subhanAllah, who amongst us will live this long? The Prophet says, A'maru ummati. The lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70. Who really lived to be 83? Because this one night is better than 83 years plus of obedience. Naam. قال الشيخ فلا تضيعوه بالغفلة والإعراض كحال الأشقياء الذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Said now he says don't waste your time. Ramadan come, don't give it you back and turn away from all of this good that is in Ramadan by being negligent and lazy and lackadaisical as the rich people do, and this is how they deal with Ramadan. They forget about the favors of Allah. Allah causes them to forget about themselves. قال فلا يستفيدون من مرور مواسم الخير عليهم. People like this, great occasions, great opportunity comes and goes, no benefit. والعياذ بالله. No benefit. ولا يعرفون لها حرمة. More than that, they don't know the sanctity of this occasion and these months, that they are sacred. And they shouldn't oppress themselves nor wrong themselves in these times. ولا يقدرون لها قيمة. There are people, they don't know the value of Ramadan. Ramadan is just to them is like another month. I say, no problem. They stay the same people. Ramadan comes. No, you can't. Ramadan comes, you're another person now. Now you're gonna raise the bar, man, like they say. Now you were in speed 1, now you're going to be in speed 4 or 5. And you're not going to, you're going to say, this is Ramadan. Of course, if you do this whole month, that help you to continue after that, inshallah ta'ala. That's what you need. You just need a good start. قال الشيخ فيا أيها العاصي تب إلى ربك وانتبه لنفسك واستقبل هذا الشهر بالإقبال على الله. He says, as for the one who sins, the one who's sinning, he says, repent to your Lord. Pay attention to yourself. Welcome this month by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنَا وَالْجُمُودِ. This is how you welcome this month. You welcome this month as a good servant of Allah. You welcome this month by saying, look man, enough is enough. SubhanAllah, man, I've been doing all of these crazy things, wronging myself. Alhamdulillah, I'm still alive. That's it. May Allah forgive me. Oh Allah, aid me and protect me. I don't want to go back to that stuff. I don't want to go back to wrong myself. That path is dangerous. That path is rotten. That path is no good for me. Oh Allah, please open my heart to ibadah, to ikhlas, to mutaba'ah. Naam, this is the believer. And you make dua, and Allah answers the supplications. قال فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Because Allah forgive all sins. قال وَدَاوِمْ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ وَالْاِسْتِقَامَةِ فِي بَقِيَةِ عُمُرِكَ. Naam. Some people, mashallah, Ramadan comes, they become righteous. Some people used to do some very bad thing. They drink alcohol. And some people stop drinking Ramadan. Naam. Some people, they smoke. Ramadan comes, they don't smoke in a day, but some they smoke in a night. Some they said, no, this is Ramadan. No day, no night. Some people used to listen to music, watch movies. In Ramadan, they turn everything off. They take all the CDs and the DVDs, put them in the bag, a box, put them in the basement, if they have one. They put them in the attic. But then the Shaykh says, Dawim ala tawwa al-istighfar. But once Ramadan comes to an end, continue doing these good things. Don't go back. Some people, as soon as Ramadan comes to an end, they go back drinking and smoking, listening to music and movies and DVDs and MP3s and all that. No. You got to continue upon ibadah. Because you were not doing it for Ramadan. You're doing it for Allah, right or wrong? If they were doing it for Ramadan, that's a big problem. They should know why I'm doing this. For Allah? Okay. Why? There is a Lord of Ramadan and another Lord of Shawwal. The same Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of every month. Aina'am. So you have to be steadfast upon that tawbah. But that's why the tawbah is there. That's why the ulama, they say you have to be a serious tawbah, sincere. If somebody just said, oh, you know what, well, I'm not going to do it. But then in their hearts, they still have something in there that pulling them into it. Cut all the threads, man. Don't let no one in there that going to hold you back. Aina'am. And of course, it's easy to say, may Allah have mercy on us. We can all give a nice talk and preach, and then when we're alone, may Allah have mercy on us. Naam. قال لعل الله أن يختم لك بالسعادة. He says, now alhamdulillah, if you're good in Ramadan, have a good intention that you're going to continue to do good the rest of your life. You never know. If you have this good intention, Allah make you from those that die upon a righteous action. And may Allah make us and you from them. Ameen. ولعلك تكتب في هذا الشهر من جملة العتقاء من النار. So if you have this good intention, you're preparing yourself for Ramadan, and you're doing what a believer should do, said, you may be from those people that are written with Allah, that they are, he saved their necks from the fire. شهر رمضان تفتح فيه أبواب الجنان. Then the Shaykh says, the month of Ramadan, in it, the gates and the doors of the paradise are open. وتغلق فيه أبواب النيران. In Ramadan, the gates of the hellfire are shut down. Shut. وَتُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ وَيُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ كُلُّ شَيْطَانِ. Said every shaitan is chained down in Ramadan. وَتَتَنَزَّلُ فِيهِ الْخَيْرَاتُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ. And Allah, the most gracious, the most beneficent, send khayrat, bounties and good in this month of Ramadan upon his servants. شَهْرٌ عَظَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَعَظِّمُوهُ. This is a month that Allah venerate. So have high respect for this month. وَضَيْفٌ كَرِيمٌ سَيَنْزِلُ بِكُمْ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. A noble guest coming upon you. You have to be a good host. Aina, you have to be a good host. وَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى بُلُوغِهِ وَشْكُرُوهُ. And if you are alive until Ramadan comes, you got to thank Allah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Subhanallah, it's amazing. We as a human being, we don't prepare the same way, nor we have the same anticipation and the joy and the plannings, which involve time spending, money spending, everything. We don't spend the same way when we, with every guest come to our homes, do we? No. There are some guests, they come, mashallah, alhamdulillah, come and they go. 10 minutes later, okay, I got something to go. All right, inshallah. But there are some guests that you know, when you hear, and especially if they come and visit you once a year, and that guest bring a lot of good. And when we say a lot of good, it's not just dunya, man. Some people, switch the channel to, bringing money. I'm going to help you with the rent. That's inshallah. But now we're talking about the good for the akhirah. And I'll give you an example. Can you imagine now, if I'm coming to visit you in your house? Mashallah, you said this is my good brother. Is it the same if Sheikh Fawzan coming to visit you in your house? Is it the same? Abdurrahim, is it the same? If you hear Sheikh Fawzan says, look, Abdurrahim, I'm coming, I'm spending 10 days with you in the house. What would you do? I'm telling you, man. I tell you what I would do. That house is going to be painted right or wrong. Huh? I'm going to smell and sniff the furniture. I may even go buy new furniture. This is the Sheikh. I love him. I want him to be comfortable. I'm going to make sure the toilet's working right. The flush. I'm going to bring a plumber in there. He's like, everything working. Akhi, don't worry about it. Just do your job. Look at anything. No, everything fine. Look, Akhi, look, I'm already, I'm paying you. It's okay. How much you paying now? $80? I got you. Akhi, look, any leak, anything. I want this, something happened. The Sheikh coming in this bathroom and something happened. Please. Why I'm doing all of this? Because of the Sheikh. He's not just any guest. Right or wrong? Food, I want to make sure. I'm going to make sure what the Sheikh like. Right or wrong? What does he eat? I'm going to make sure I have enough of that. And most definitely, I'm going to clean my house from any bad things. Right or wrong? Which I should do that anyway. But this is a Sheikh. Amen. But guess what? This is Ramadan. And if I want to benefit from the Sheikh Fawzan, he's going to be with me in my house. Yeah. He's going to eat breakfast. We're going to eat breakfast together. We're going to eat lunch together. He's going to ride. If I'm going to go to the masjid, he's with me in my car. He want to go, I don't know. He says, let's go to see, alhamdulillah, the landscape. I'm going to take him to Stone Mountain early in the morning after Fajr or whatever, on a nature trail. I'm with the Sheikh Fawzan. So I'm not going to say, Sheikh, I'm busy, yes, you want to go, Sheikh? I find somebody to take you because this is a playoff phone. You're right. Somebody else is going to benefit from Sheikh, while I'm going to do some dunya thing. I'm going to make myself available. And I'm going to have some books already lined up. The first day, I'm going to read to him some chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed. After Dhuhr on the car, I'm going to ask him some questions, alhamdulillah. My wife or whatever, my daughters are preparing lunch, I'm sitting with the Sheikh drinking some tea. I got Talatat Rasul. Yeah, Sheikh, can I read to you? Tfaddal, Allahu Akbar. Asr, Sheikh, he take a nap or whatever, he came up, he gave us some coffee. Sheikh, Sahih al-Bukhari, can I read to you some ahadith? Naam, tafaddal. See? I know. I take advantage. Sheikh is sitting, he's coming from some time and he's going to leave. You see now how it is? But this is Ramadan. Ramadan brings a lot of khair, a lot of good. We can't be busy doing dunya. We got to cut down from the dunya. Those who have their own businesses, cut down those hours. Used to open from 8 to 8. Man, say Asr is enough, brother. Even if you want to cut before Asr, no, I'm going to take care of another business for the hereafter. Asr comes in, before Asr you're locked down. Change your life. Put a schedule. Tell them, in this month, from this days, this is the new, but we're going to take it back after this month. Some people I know, some people they close their business in Ramadan. They close the whole business. So I'm not working Ramadan. Why? Because they says, look, this is another businessman that I've been neglecting all year. I have a lot of catch up to do. I have to catch up on a lot of things. And some people, yes, they do close their business in Ramadan. Other people who work, they arrange to take their vacations in Ramadan. They're like, look, man, I just want my vacation in Ramadan. If they don't take the whole month, they take whatever they can. Whatever, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, they take it in Ramadan. So that they can have more free times to spend in the masjid, more time in the masjid, more time doing good, barakallahu fikum. قال الشيخ حفظه الله عباد الله كثير من الناس لا يعرفون هذا الشهر إلا أنه شهر لتنويع المآكل والمشارب فيبالغون في إعطاء نفوسهم ما تشتهي ويكثرون من شراء الكماليات التي لا داعي لها. The Sheikh says, unfortunately, many people, they don't know any virtues of this month, nothing, except that this is month they have to eat good. I know, some people is like, look, this is month of Ramadan, make sure we eat good. And therefore, what they do? They busy themselves, their times. You will find the husband, his wife giving him a list every day. And that not just list has so much stuff that one store is not enough, even Walmart. He's going to go to this store and go to the other store. He's going to text her, hey, they don't have it. Go to the other store. She's on the internet. Hey, the other one, 78, have it. This one, they run out. Somebody beat you to it. Go to the other store. He's running from one highway to a highway. See what it is? While other people, they're in the masjid reading the Quran. And while that sister in the house, she's jungling, she's spending 7-8 hours in the kitchen. Doing what? Because they said, look, this is Ramadan. By Maghrib, this table, big table, has to be filled up with what? With a lot of food. Now, some families are like that. They like that. The ladies, they be start cooking from 11 o'clock in the morning. And that man, he needs to see certain things in the table. Forget about it. One type of food is not enough. Some chicken and rice? No, in Ramadan? No, that's okay in Sha'ban. This is Ramadan. Rice, chicken, goat, shrimp, fried fish, salad, cakes, three different cakes. I don't know what. Juices, coffee, tea, ice cream. Right, Sheikh? Does it bring you any memories? Oh, Allah saved you from that. Naam. I grow up. In Morocco, this used to be. In so many families, this is the case. Naam. Women, men, from before Dhuhr, they're in the kitchen cooking, preparing some delicate meals that demand a lot of time. Because the husband, they're like, look, they be craving in Ramadan. Man, if the woman miss one thing that the man has in his mind, he may not even tell her. She has to figure out. She be in big trouble. She has all of this food. He's like, he be looking like this. Look, he's looking. The table is filled. He's looking like, what is it? She's like, what? Basbousa, what is it? Basbousa, or sambousa. Because she missed one thing. She got like 10 different food in there. Now it's a big deal. It's a big problem. Some people, this is the Sheikh, says their minds is into the food. That's what Ramadan is. Ya Ikhwan, Ya Ahl Sunnah. I'm talking to my brothers. Allah guide us to the Sunnah, alhamdulillah, to the way of the Salaf. This is not the way of the Salaf. That we be running all day from store to store getting all these ingredients. And then our wives, they busy in the kitchen. Now this is not the way of the Salaf. Actually, before Ramadan, you're going to tell your wife, sit with her. Tell her, listen, wife, I don't want you to bother me with a lot of food, please. This is the month of ibadah. And I don't want to see you in the kitchen, period. You want to be in the kitchen, do it when I don't see you. I don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I want to see one type of food a night. It's up to you. Choose something easy to digest, something doesn't take a lot of time for you to cook and prepare, and something doesn't take a lot of time and stay in my system. Something that's not going to give me trouble the next day or in Ramadan or Taraweeh. I don't want. You want tomorrow, today, some rice and chicken? It's okay with me. Tomorrow, some tuna sandwiches? It's okay with me. Or if you want to heat up the leftover from yesterday, that's even better. So you don't have to cook that day. But I want you to spend more time reading Quran, more time reading Kitab al-Tawheed, Tilawat al-Usul, Riyad al-Salihin, Bulugh al-Maram, reviewing this fatwa of the ulama on fasting. What breaks the fast? What nullifies the fast? What is the guidance of the Salaf in Ramadan? I want to spend time talking to your mother. If she's Muslimah, mashallah, that's good. If he's not, calling her to Islam. You know, not like food. Yeah. Some people, they gain weight in Ramadan. Some people borrow money because they need more money in Ramadan. Some people, any bills, electricity bills go high, water go high, gas bill go high, everything. Because they look at Ramadan, no, man, this is Ramadan. Why? No, cut down the dunya. This is the month of the Akhirah, ya ikhwan. This is the month of the Akhirah. قال الشيخ ومعلوم أن الإكثار من الأكل يكسر عن الطاعة. He says, it is known that eating a lot make you lazy. The more you eat, the lazy you be. والمطلوب من المسلم في هذا الشهر أن يقلل من الطعام حتى ينشط العبادة. Actually, what is requested and demanded from the believer, from the Muslim in this blessed month of Ramadan, to cut down in food. Don't eat a lot. And that's what's going to give you energy to do ibadah. People after Ramadan, see that little iftar we have here at the masjid at Maghrib before Salat, that will be enough, wallahi. Because you have water in there, you have 3 dates, and you have sambusa, and you have mandazi, and a banana, and a tea. And sometimes you be sitting next to somebody, they bring some extra for you, some bonuses. That's enough. Yes, you ate that, alhamdulillah, that's enough. That will be enough, actually. Some people, it's not enough, brother. They pray Maghrib and they go spend 45 minutes eating. He's eating. His wife says, hey, Taraweeh, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, I have 20 minutes. Says, I got to finish this one. 15 minutes, you got 15 minutes, I still can eat that cake too, give me peace. He's just sitting there, he wanted like, I have to eat everything. And then when they come for Taraweeh, instead to concentrate on the ibadah, they concentrate on the imam, yeah, he's reciting long. He's lazy. Now look, those people who didn't eat a lot, they wish if the imam continue to recite. They enjoying it there. They have energy, they firm. Their mind is into the Quran. And they wish if the imam continue to recite until I don't know when. Those who they eat a lot, they lazy, they just, the only thing that look at is the bed, they want to lay down. They come, the imam is reciting, and did he finish Fatiha? Fatiha become to them like up 70 ayahs. Because everything become heavy on them. Heavy. Because that's all. That food they ate make them just want to relax, want to sit back. Those who don't eat, they have energy, alhamdulillah. قال الشيخ والبعد الآخر من لا يعرف شهر رمضان إلا أنه شهر النوم والبطالة. سبحان الله. فتجده معظم نهاره نائما فينام حتى عن أداء الصلاة المفروضة. The Sheikh gave us different categories of the people in Ramadan. There is different categories of people. Not all the people on the same level. He says another category of people, Ramadan for them is just an opportunity for them to sleep a lot, to catch up on sleep. Now some people, they sleep most of the day. Most of the day. Especially if that person have to go to work. And then they get off at 3 o'clock. As soon as they get home at 3:30, 3:31, they hit the bed. And he may tell his wife, what time is Maghrib today? 9:01. Make sure you wake me up at 8:59. Just the time to get up to eat. The Sheikh said, I said, some people, they think Ramadan is just the time for them to sleep. I know. Some of them, they even don't even get up and pray the salawats in their time, wal-iyadu billah. قال والبعض الآخر من الناس لا يعرف شهر رمضان إلا أنه وقت للسهر في الليل على اللهو واللعب والغفلة فإذا فرغ من سهره تسحر ونام عن صلاة الفجر. The Sheikh says another category of the people. Ramadan for them, they waiting for Ramadan. Why? Because they have a plans after Isha prayer. They have plans. What plans? Tonight in this man's house. To the other nights and the other guy. They have a schedule for the nights of Ramadan. And what they doing there? Just sit there and drink more coffee, tea, play games, cards, watch these movies, these games, talk about here, politics. I don't know what they... That's Ramadan for certain people. That's them. They cannot do it outside Ramadan, these things. But in Ramadan, I have to... We gotta come to your house, okay? Choose one night. They make it obligatory upon the person. And then he has to provide food for them and provide cards and movies and DVDs. They have a list. Are we going to be like these people? May Allah protect us. Ameen. And guide them. So what they do, these people, the Sheikh? The Sheikh said they get to that person's house and drink coffee, tea, whatever. Talk, they snack. Sometimes they be eating the flesh of others. That's their favorite snack. And that's a bad diet. And then he said, the Sheikh, he says, what? Until late, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, now they feel tired, what they do? They said, let's eat suhoor now. And we eat. They eat and go to sleep. They may not even wake up for Fajr. These people, they do a lot of violations. One of them is that they start fasting before the Fajr time. Fajr come at 5, for example, they start at 1 o'clock. Why? Because they're so tired and beat up, standing up, doing what? You think they were like transporting some water for the Mujahideen or something? No, they were playing games. Playing games. Backbiting, maybe, wallahu a'lam. And now they're like, oh, we beat up. Oh, it's a good night, brother. Oh, man, may Allah have mercy on you. He took care of us. Took care of you what? By providing you tools of shaitan that keep you up. No, Yahwan. We don't do these things and we don't fall into these mistakes. قال والبعض الآخر يجلس على مائدة إفطاره ويترك صلاة المغرب مع الجماعة. He said other people, what they do? They make this mistake. They live close to the masjid. But then they sit right there, waiting for the Adhan of Maghrib. Once the Adhan is called, they hear it, they sit down and eat. They don't just eat some dates and drink some water, maybe some fruits, a cake in here and there. Easy, that something takes 2-3 minutes, and then they come to the masjid and pray. No, these people, they say they want to finish everything. And by doing that, what happened? The Iqamah is called, the Imam is reciting, Tashahud, Taslim, they still eating. Guess what does it mean? They neglect the Jama'ah. Rather, if somebody live close to the masjid and he want to break the fast in his house, he's like, look, I'm going to eat some dates, drink some tea, go to the masjid, pray, and come back and eat. That's the way it's supposed to be. قال الشيخ فما قيمة رمضان عند هؤلاء وماذا يستفيدون منه. He said, these people really, do they know the virtue of Ramadan? You think these people really, they are benefiting from this great opportunity and this great occasion? We know the answer. Here is the Sheikh, he says, another category of people. قال وبعض الآخر من الناس لا يعرفون شهر رمضان إلا أنه موسم للتجارة وعرض السلع فينشطون على البيع والشراء فيه ويلازمون الأسواق ولا يحضرون المساجد إلا قليل من الوقت وعلى عجل. So another category of people, Ramadan for them is a great marketplace. Tijara, business. What they do? They just run in from a place to another place, from another masjid to another masjid. Taraweeh, people are praying Taraweeh, but he's outside catching anybody. Those who pray only two rakat, he gotta catch that one too. Those who pray four rakat, he's there for him. The one who break wudu and go outside, because the masajid in the Muslim countries, the bathroom is outside. Hey, akhi, I got something new for you. He just want to make wudu to catch the rak'ah with the imam, brother. Let the man, don't bother him. So the sheikh, these people, they go from another place to a place, because they're like, look, Ramadan, a lot of people, they coming out in the masjid, I'm going to be ready for them. And guess what? And he don't even pray with the people. They don't. They don't. Because that's what Ramadan is for them. That's what it represents. But I gotta make more money in Ramadan. Instead to look, man, I've been chasing this dunya, man, for 11 months. I got 1 month. I gotta cut down the dunya. Let me focus on Ramadan. I've been always late in the masjid, not in Ramadan. I always want to read the Quran, but I couldn't. Not in Ramadan. Now I gotta find time in Ramadan. See? Aina. قال هؤلاء صار رمضان عندهم موسما للدنيا لا موسم للآخر. So these people here, Ramadan became to them an opportunity for the dunya, not opportunity for the akhirah. Ramadan is opportunity for the akhirah, عباد الله. يطلب فيه العرض الفاني ويترك النفع الباقي. They put all these efforts to get something that will perish, and they neglect something that will be for them and stay for them in يوم القيامة. أين؟ Those hours they spend in the market and here in this dunya, but those hours spent in the masjid reading Quran, whatever, stays for you for the akhirah. Another category of people, the Shaykh says. Subhanallah. Those Ikhwan Muslimin, they say the ulama as-salaf, they don't know fiqh al-waqih. They know what's going on, the mashayikh. He says another group, sinful من الناس, لا يعرف شهر رمضان إلا أنه وقت للتسول في المساجد والشوارع. He says another group of people, Ramadan is an opportunity, yes, but what? To beg the people. Some people, they're like, oh man, I gotta make some money. And what they do? They go from Masjid Taraweeh, people are coming from Fajr, and go, please help me. Some people, they even lie. Some people, they even wear, they have some clothing. Some clothing only for Ramadan. All turab, birab, you know, one half shoe, whatever it is, they look like they very poor. They go to other places, though, that people don't know them. And some other people, they think they slick. Some other people, they come up with I don't know, they download some stuff from the signed stuff, whatever, from the internet, that he has cancer, he has this, he has leukemia. If you tell him what is leukemia, don't even know what it is. Oh, he has leukemia, they cry, the doctor says, he needs the operation, 20,000. And thus they lie. Because they look, there is more people in this masjid. 300 people praying Taraweeh. If only 50 of them give me everybody $5, that they be doing the math. But they don't do like, look, man, if I read one ayah, Allahu Akbar, look what I'm going to get. Huh? If I spend time in the masjid, look what I'm, they don't do that math. So they be begging people, and disturbing the people. People coming to worship Allah, they say, give me. Some people, they lie, I'm going to make it. I'm going to go to South Carolina. Man, for 3 years, he didn't make it yet. People, they lie. I need fare for the bus. Nah, this is no good. Some people, he says, they even say that they sick with certain things that Allah has saved them from. You see how it is? He has cancer. Why is a person going to say that? Why? Ayna, wal-iyadu billah. Some people, they put crutches on. Crutches on. Some people, they put fake cast on. People do crazy things for dunya. Now, this is Ramadan for them. A lot of people come to the masjid. He's going to be in the masjid, but not to read the Quran, to ask. Please help me out. Help your brother. Help. No. Sheikh, they said these people, they don't know the purpose of Ramadan. Yes, they prepare for it, but in the wrong way. In the wrong way. He says, but as for those people who know really what Ramadan is, they prepare for it. They have a plan for Ramadan. Of course, salawat in the masjid. Of course, I'm going to try my best to be the first one before for every salat. Of course, I'm going to make sure to be in the first row. I'm going to make sure that I finish Quran as many times as I can. I'm going to give much money in sadaqah. I'm going to be good to my parents. I'm going to visit them. I'm going to know the sick people that I know I used to hear all year and never visit them. I'm going to make sure to visit them at least once a day. The believer, he ran out of time. He has so many things good want to do, but he don't have time for everything. See? He don't have time. He's like, well, what can I do? Which one I'm going to start first? That's the attitude of the believer. They prepare for the month of Ramadan. تفضل يا أخي.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to make ijtihad in this month. Exert more efforts in this month. He says the Prophet ﷺ, he used to free himself in many things that make him busy. In this month, he will leave him. Put him to the side. So that he can perform ibadah in this month. The Salaf, likewise, the companions and the Tabi'un and those who follow them with good, they gave great care and great importance to this blessed month of Ramadan. They freed themselves. يتفرغون. Naam, they freed themselves from a lot of things. Things of the dunya. They freed themselves from desires and this. Naam. They don't. They their hearts. يقبلون على الآخرة. Naam. They do righteous actions. قال الزهري رحمه الله. Imam al-Zuhri says when Ramadan comes, it is the recitation of the Quran and feeding the people. That's what they do. Ramadan comes, they read more Quran and they provide food for the people. And he says, and they used to, the Salaf, the Zuhri, he said the Salaf, they used to spend most of their time in the masjid. What they say? They say, نَحْفَدُ صَوْمَنَا وَلَا نَغْتَابُ أَحَدًا They says, look, we're going to spend most of the time in the masjid. We preserve and protect our fasting, and we don't backbite anybody. SubhanAllah. Because when you're in the masjid, people read the Quran, you're reading the Quran. You step outside, you're on your own now. That's it. Do you tell me, reality, when you come to the masjid, you see people reading Quran, people in his notepad reading Quran or hadith or tafsir, you step outside, what? You see people in the parking lot in I don't know where reading Quran. People talking, mouth running. And then they may start talking, okay, nice, how you doing? And then before you know it, they be talking about some other stuff. They're not even paying attention to it. But in the masjid, everybody, this guy reading Quran, that's why remembering Allah, this person just laying down, thinking about himself, like, subhan. You think he's asleep? No, he's not. He's like, subhanAllah, man, what did they do? Last Ramadan, I was sitting right in this spot, right here. And I said, that's it. That's it. No more games. I'm old for that stuff, man. That's it. I may not sin next Ramadan. I'm going to get it together. And he said to himself, but I didn't get it together, man. Ramadan went. Here's another one come. I was still the same person. This is not right. See? That's the importance of being in the house of Allah. And when you see people reading the Quran, you want to read too. When you see people praying, you want to stand up and make this sunnah too. You see people smiling, you smile. But you go in the street, people, I don't know what they're doing, you may want to do what they're doing. The Salaf, they used to pray Taraweeh with the Imam. Naam, it's not obligatory, but they know the virtue of it. And they don't pray Torakat and leave. No, they stay with the Imam until he finish. They don't like, oh, four is enough. No, they go, they're like, look, I'm staying with the Imam. Why? Because they know the virtue of staying with the Imam until he finish. And they stay there. It's different if a man coming with this intention, after the fourth rak'ah, he got a text message, he look, his mother says, son, I want you immediately. Yeah, he has to go. Don't stay in Taraweeh. No, you go. You go check with your mother what you want. There's an obligation now. His wife called him and says, no, I'm not feeling too good. Please come. Yeah, he go. You go. That's an obligation now. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who benefit from Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and our minds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us and help us and aid us so they can be from those who know the merits and the virtue of Ramadan, so that we can prepare for it. As for us, we're going to continue providing talks, inshallah ta'ala, about Ramadan, how to prepare for it. We're going to talk about the khasa'is. We're going to read to you, alhamdulillah, from the fatawa of the ulama as related to when you fast, when you break the fast, inshallah ta'ala, what break the fast, and the like. Of course, these things, alhamdulillah, for many of us, we know these things, but refresh you, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullah khairan, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.